You know what? We actually have a number of questions that have been posted on Facebook, and I want to address those. But first, so people know me, and so they have, like, my cell phone number. So I've had some questions come through my cell phone, but also I'm encouraging people to post on Facebook. So just in case you don't know, we're on Facebook, How the Hair Are You? So please like us and then feel free to post your questions. But one question that I have that's actually not on Facebook, it came through my phone, is, you know, a comment about curly hair being way easier to style. And so I want to address that because we talked about hair types in the past, or, you know, curl types in the past, and there are different degrees of curl. And someone brought it to my attention because I've been so immersed in the industry. I thought that, you know, a lot of people related curly hair to the fact that you actually have curls and kinks. I mean, so the degree of curl to me was just the fact that it's actually going to turn in one way or the other. And so what I found out recently is that some people say curly hair is, they don't call the type of hair that, you know, all three of us have, that 4C hair, is curly hair. They call that kinky hair.
They call it kinky,
and so what they talk about in terms of nomenclature is curly hair, meaning, you know, the looser curled hair. So that's called curly hair, whereas our hair would be considered kinky. And so this question that I have, I want to address that first, because she said, is curly hair way easier to style? And if you define curly hair as loosely curled, then yes, the answer is yes. One of the things that a paper that was written, I believe in the 90s, so it's quite old. But they've done laboratory studies where they've combed through hair that was different degrees of curl. And they did show that when you try to comb through, I mean, and this is no surprise. I don't want to make it seem like this. It took science to, you know, actually
come up with this
conclusion. But, I mean, we can measure that, yes, the degree of curl does influence the manageability of hair. So when your hair is loosely curled, it is definitely easier to curl. But what they found out in this paper, and the reason why I'm bringing it up now, is out of all of the different things that you can do to your hair to make it easier to manage, it's the degree of curl that is the number one factor that influences how easy it is. So while you can put in, you know, lots of lubrication, while you can actually cut the hair, because also the shorter the hair, if it's really curly, the easier it is to curl because it has, you know, less of a chance to actually tangle as you go down the length of the hair. So, but curl is the number one factor when it comes to manageability. So I want to address that question and say, yes, curly hair, meaning less curled hair, is definitely easier to style. Yeah. And it used to be, I mean, it's changing now, but when people started going natural, especially those who had, you know, the curl type, like I'll say number three, A, B, and C, you saw a lot more natural hairstyles of the looser curl. And, you know, I would say, well, hey, if my hair was, you know, that loose, I would rock natural hair too, because I wouldn't have to take the time that it would take or experience the degree of pain that I have to experience with that. So I did want to, you know, kind of address that question. But then I have another question on Facebook that says, I'm starting to wear my hair all natural, and I've been doing a lot of braid outs. However, after a couple of days of the braid out, I start to get a lot of frizz and flyaways. I'm just wondering what I can do to prevent this. I'm also wondering what are the best products to be using to help my hair grow. Wow. Okay, so there are a lot of different topics to address in here. The one is, you know, having to do with the frizz and flyaways. You want to address that, Yada?
Well, frizz usually comes through the humidity in the air. What's the other thing?
Well, yeah, so her braid out. So I guess she's untwisting the braids and then just wearing it, you know.
Okay, so if she's having problems with the braid, what she needs to do is to start from the end of the braid and wear that in, that intersection is that looks like a cross, that's where you bring that kink out from the bottom up. And you take your time. You can use, I'm saying, you might need to use some type of lubricant if it's really tight. But just take your time. Do it from the bottom up. Go through the intersection because that's how the braid is braided.
Right.
And just take your time.
Well, what I think she's talking about, and I mean, I'm just guessing based on what she says, is when she takes it out and wears the, you know, the braid out where, you know, it has the crimps mm-hmm. in it, as she wears it, it starts to frizz up and fly away. So it doesn't stay contained is what I think she's talking about.
So then she probably needs to, like, take the braids down and put it into another type of style because... Even if you do that, it won't have as much as that frizzy look, especially like if it's like in a puff or something like that where it's kind of, you know, put together, then that's okay and you won't get as much of that frizziness because of the humidity. But if it's like the way that my hair is now, it's going to, you know, it already shrunk. So you have, you know, that's just nature.
Yeah. So the other thing I would like to add to that is usually a lot of frizz and flyaways will come just from you wearing your hair loose. I mean, mm-hmm. and what works but isn't necessarily, I would say, nice aesthetically, or at least we don't like to feel it, is a lot of the waxes. So the heavier types of products that actually helps to contain your hair in the style that you want to keep it in, even though it doesn't feel nice, but that those types of products are the products that you want to use. And I mean, there are good waxes that are cheaper and there are good waxes that are, you know, more expensive. But I would say, you know, going towards those gels and waxes will definitely help with that problem. It really is a matter of finding out which ones are, you know, what you would like.
I prefer the gels rather than the waxes
mm-hmm.
because that kind of like dulls it and kind of, it's just, I wouldn't, you know, use it for myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like the gels. I have a real good gel. I'm going to bring it so that you can see it.